It's 6:45 a.m. Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. President Donald Trump and the president-elect of Mexico spoke over the phone for a half an hour Wednesday morning, as Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. One key topic was immigration.
Trump, over Twitter, said that it was a great phone call, and Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador told Mexican news outlets that they didn't even discuss the rancorous topic of a new border wall. Instead, he said, they discussed an economic development plan for Central America. Elisa Ortega Velázquez is a professor at the National Autonomous University of Mexico. She says this is a turning point because Mexico has had no clear immigration policy for more than 15 years.
The government has been very gray regarding doing actions, positive actions regarding immigration, not only for Mexicans abroad, but also for immigrants here in Mexico.
López Obrador is calling for a joint investment in Central America of $30 billion. The Trump administration has made no commitment. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.
A new exhibit in Albuquerque provides a historical perspective on gun violence in America. KUNM's Spencer Beckwith reports.
The number of people shot each year in America is over 116,000. That includes by murders, assaults, suicides and suicide attempts, unintentional shootings, and police interventions. That statistic comes from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, and it's one of the many points being made in a new exhibit at the Maxwell Museum of Anthropology at UNM in Albuquerque. Gun Violence, A Brief Cultural History, was co-curated by my guest, Devorah Romanek. Devorah, thank you for joining us.
Very glad to be here.
The approach you've taken in this exhibit is to present a variety of responses to guns from a diverse set of voices. Why did you make that choice?
The history of gun violence is a large history, and we wanted to really present a myriad of opinions, histories, and stories just to give a perspective of other places and times and attitudes towards guns to indicate that it has varied greatly over time and place. And so the situation here in the United States with the statistics that you quoted, it needn't stay that way. That's part of the point being made, is we can see that there's a variety of experience here and have a conversation about that and make some decisions maybe about what we might want to do differently.
How does addressing an issue like gun violence fit into the mission of a museum of anthropology?
Museums of anthropology can take on the historic experiences of human cultures, but also the contemporary experiences of human cultures. And my own experience in museums is that it's really important, it's certainly interesting to engage contemporary topics so that people see themselves reflected in the museum. I think, you know, history always reflects us, but it's not as clear sometimes as the contemporary moment. You know, people think of museums, those who are familiar with museums, as staid places, but they don't need to be, and I don't think they should be.
One of the most interesting points that you make in the exhibit is that museums have played a role in glamorizing guns.
Guns are, you know, very interesting technological objects, and they have certainly changed how we live. I think there's no question about that in terms of what they're capable of. However, they've been celebrated in how they've been presented. And, of course, this is not everybody's story. And so we wanted to take a look at that and take some responsibility as a practitioner in a museum, which is why we use that device of, rather than displaying the guns, what we did is we made half-cast molds, and we are displaying those instead of the guns that we have in our collection.
The UNM campus itself is divided on this issue of guns, in many ways, just like the state of New Mexico is, or the country itself. How has the exhibit been received on campus?
I know that the exhibit has been received very well. I've seen a lot of people in the exhibit. I think our numbers have gone up a little bit in terms of visitation. There are people on all sides of this issue in the state and who do come to the museum, you know, per the responses that we're getting, which are overwhelmingly positive. And when I say that the responses are positive, I don't necessarily mean that everybody who is responding in a positive manner wants to see more gun regulation, but maybe just thankful that we're engaging the issue.
Devra Romanek has co-curated Gun Violence, A Brief Cultural History, on view through November 10th at the Maxwell Museum of Anthropology at UNM in Albuquerque. Information at kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.